It isn't the easiest place to find, but the Nature Center of Cape May is on 17 acres near the Coast Guard station. Sanctuary Director Gretchen Whitman says it's one of the best-kept secrets in far South Jersey.
We are one of several New Jersey Audubon centers throughout the state. Our specialty is environmental education, particularly for children and their families. Since we're here on the harbor, a lot of what we do focuses on marine life and the marine aquatic habitats. But we really are a multifaceted nature center. We do programs for all ages, for all different types of subjects.
Whitman took me into a garage transformed into a student-run marine center.
Not a fancy aquarium like you'd see, in museum quality stuff. But what's great about it is the kids are doing this. We've got students working on this, so it's a way that they are involved with almost the interpretation of how you present this information to the public.
As you enter Cape May proper, there's the South Jersey Marina. Marketing Director Mark Allen says they've changed with the financial times. Before they got virtually all their business from fishing boats, now mega yachts pull up to fill their fuel tanks.
You know, that's 150-foot plus boats that come in here. A lot of them come in the spring when they're heading north to Long Island Sound, and they come back in the fall when they're heading south to Palm Beach. And that's a good business. I mean, they come in here and they pump 5,000 to 6,000 gallons of fuel.
Since a 2012 fire caused more than $1 million in damage, Allen says it's turned into a boutique marina, including shower facilities you'd find in a mansion and washing machines to send your phone a text message when the laundry's done. Allen says the other new and growing line of business is scattering people's ashes offshore. Fishing boats have started to offer the service since you can't just throw them off the side of the ferry, although he's seen people try.
There's a certain criteria they have to follow. They've got to follow, stipulated regulations, of course, but barrels at sea, they can go out a certain distance, they can take the ashes, they can have a family, they can do a nice internment at sea, and that's good business for the guys that fish with us.
On the other end of town at Cape May Point, you can find a less permanent way to commune with the sea, the Marinus Family Retreat Center. The Catholic facility is in a home once owned by John Wanamaker that was a summer home for orphans. Program Director Jessica Sherwin says the center offers spiritual getaways.
It's a chance for families to get away and do activities, helping them strengthen their family life and their family faith life. And you can't do that when you're in the midst of everyday busyness, hubbub. You have to get away to just reflect and see where are we and where are we going.
Brother Al Cook, who's been working at the center for 50 years, calls the place paradise. He urges families to discard modern technology for a week and reconnect.
Just as I received the place when I first came, you cannot believe the atmosphere, the history, and the surrounding areas, farms, lakes, ocean, museums.
Most New Jersey beaches won't let you bring Fido or Spot, with the local exception of Sunset Beach in West Cape May. Doc Capuano manages a nearby Beach Shack Hotel that caters to people who want to bring even four-legged family members on vacation.
We have fun doggy beer, we have doggy biscuits, we have doggy items on the menu, and we also have some pet-friendly rooms as well.
Cape May calls itself the nation's oldest seashore resort, with a tourism business dating to 1761. Much of the town has a distinct Victorian charm and maybe a few ghosts. There's Elaine's Haunted Mansion restaurant, which is also a bed and breakfast. Manager Shirley Finney says despite Cape May's long history, her facility's haunted history is relatively new.
It started from when we first took the building over 25 years ago. People would see ghosts and tell us ghost stories. And through the years, there's been hundreds of sightings and guests and customers all telling us their ghost stories. And we've had different psychic investigators in, and it turns out we're one of the most haunted places they've been in.
Finney says ghost hunters are always coming in, and in addition to what they say represents humans in ghostly form, they have a feline ghost.
We had a customer actually send us a photograph with the ghost cat in the photograph. And you could see the cat as clear as could be. It's like, it looks just like a cat, except it's very light. It's just like a bunch of dots in the shape of a cat. And it's actually on a picture in the wall.
But she couldn't quite find that customer's picture of the ghost cat on the day of my visit. Despite superstitions, the hotel is expanding to a lucky 13 rooms. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.